Back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to continue our conversation with Bill Rudzinski of PGA Tour Radio. Well, there's tremendous good young players. We're going to hit on those. But why do you think that Sergio has struggled so much throughout his career to close out? I mean, you're talking about another missed opportunity. Is it mental?
I would guess. You know, it's, why don't teams close out? I'll tell you, talking, Fran McCaffrey's head coach at Iowa basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Here was a team ranked, third or fourth in the country, who's going to be a one seed. Now they can't win a game to save their lives. He was talking to us before the game against Indiana on Tuesday, and he says, we can't finish. He says, their game against, they lost a game to Ohio State, got outscored 12-2 down the stretch. And then at home, they took the lead late on Tuesday night, couldn't finish. Went like 0-for-9, their last, and I think that relates to a lot of sports. You get teams that, they take control of something, and then they can't figure out a way to win. And the same is true in golf. It's so mental because all these guys can stripe it off the tee. They're good iron players. Normally on the PGA Tour, if it's a regular event, the guy that's chipping and putting the best is going to win the golf tournament because he's making birdies. At major championships, it's a little more difficult. You have to hit it a little bit straighter. You can't make a lot of mistakes off the tee. Can't make errant shots from your irons because the penalties are more severe. For Sergio, when it happens year after year, tournament after tournament, I would think it would be mental. I don't know if he'd say it, but he's got the game to win. He has won. And then I think, Alyssa, as you get older, and then you see Jordan Spieth do what he did last year. You got Jason Day, who's playing
right. Spectacular
golf. You got Rory. You got all these guys, and Ricky Fowler. And all of a sudden, Sergio's in his 30s and looking back at these young guys going, how many more opportunities am I going to have? So he's got the game to win. We'll see if he can do it sometime soon.
Well, it's an exciting time in the sport. So many, as you were just highlighting, so many of the young players. But how much does golf miss Tiger Woods? I mean, he's teasing us a bit with that golf simulator, that shot from last week, right?
Yeah, well, he's still the straw that stirs the drink, obviously. There's Tiger, and then there's everybody else. I think there were a great crowd in Los Angeles. I don't know what the TV numbers have been for these tournaments. I really don't pay a lot of attention, but I know at Honda last week they had great crowds. And at Los Angeles, my goodness, it was very busy Thursday, Friday, on the weekend. I'd never seen it like that. There were guys out scouting, trying to buy tickets outside the golf course trying to get in. So I think there's a lot of popularity because of the guys we've just mentioned here, McIlroy and Fowler and Jordan Spieth, and there's a new group coming up. If and when Tiger comes back, there'll be a different look at him because he is older now, still trying to chase down Nicklaus for those majors, and I seriously doubt he's going to catch Jack. I think he's got 14, Jack's got 18, right. So I don't think he's going to get if he can get one or two, that would be stunning based on the injuries he suffered in the back. I mean, three back surgeries already in the span of a couple years. It's pretty sad. But as you said, he'll send out a video of him swinging a golf club, or he'll make some comment on Twitter, and people respond. People are still interested in Tiger Woods. He's been one of these guys, I think, Alyssa, either you really like him or you don't like him and you root against him. But either or, you're out there watching him. And golf doesn't have anybody like that at this time, but they have enough good young guys who are winning major championships. And that's the thing. Golf, for all you can say about, playoffs and this tournament, that tournament, golf still revolves when we put people on pedestals around major championships. And that's why it's good that Rory's got a few. Adam Scott has won the Masters. Adam Scott was in the hunt at the British Open a few years ago. I was with him when he went, ugh, it was just bogey the last four holes. I couldn't believe what happened. But you've got these young guys. Jordan Spieth, obviously, last year had a chance to win the Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
Had a chance to win the Grand Slam. And so I think that has, and there's younger people, I think, Alyssa, when you're out on the golf course and you're following Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, there's a lot of young people getting involved in this and rooting these guys on. So I think that is that has helped diminish the impact of Tiger not being out there.
You were listening to the voice of PGA Tour Radio's Bill Rozinski tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Just a few more minutes with him. And so what is, I mean, let's go inside the ropes. I mean, what are you hearing in terms of what is the timetable, the forecast on Tiger Woods' return? Any idea?
No, and he's pretty secretive. I mean, most people, the reason this came out initially about him swinging a club was somebody tweeted out that Tiger still has to use, he can't even get out of a car. You know, he's got to use the buttons on the side to raise and lower the seat to get him out of the, to get him out of a car. As people heard this and, you know, they knew what he was doing. So, you know, eventually he went out and, you know, posted that video. And then I think somebody else, Alex Maselli wrote an article that Tiger's actually hit driver a few times. And so that came in very secretive. It's very hard to find. There's a few people in his inner circle who know what's going on, who might tell us. And one might be Nota Begay. And I can't think of a writer right now who might know what's going on with Tiger. So really it's pretty secretive. I, you know, he talked to the Golf Channel, I think, yesterday, and or sometime earlier this week, and said that, I mean, he doesn't know. He's saying he doesn't know, so how would any of us know? If he doesn't know, then he's hoping it's sooner than later, but there's no timetable.
I thought what was interesting, too, is Phil Mickelson's comments this past week that he said that none of the big four, these young players that are so dynamic, are even close to Tiger Woods in his prime. I mean, he was very complimentary to the young players, but what he said, Tiger Woods, what he's achieved, is truly mind-boggling.
Well, yeah, but let's, you know, it took Tiger a while to win his first major, and let's give these guys an opportunity. Let's see what kind of records they have in another 5 or 6 years. Like Jordan Spieth, like Rory McIlroy, and see if these guys can get on a run. I understand what Phil's saying, but I mean, you're talking about a bigger span here, a bigger you know, a list of major golf tournaments played in and won. So let's give these younger guys an opportunity. And you know, my thing when talking about Tiger, Alyssa, has always been, you know, Jack and Arnie were great when Arnie was kind of, you know, a little bit old. Arnie's 10 years older than Jack, so, you know, it was Jack and Arnie, and then Jack had Watson, and he had Trevino, and he had Johnny Miller, and then you go, you think about, okay, who's Tiger beating down the stretch in a major? Bob May, you know, Sergio, well, back in 99 when he won the PGA, and Sergio was like Sergio's first golf tournament. He and Lefty have had some interesting duels over the years, but you know, you can't think of, Tiger never had, to me, the other guy. You know, whatever hat you want to put at him, the white hat or the black hat, because people loved Arnie, hated Jack. So there was that big rivalry there. I don't think Tiger ever had that guy. Now, maybe you can think of somebody. I've never come up with anybody who I can think of and say, you know, I remember that tournament, what a great showdown between these two guys. I mean, people still talk about Nicholas and Watson, at the British Open in 77, yeah. The duel in the sun. Mm-hmm. People still talk about that because they were, you know, they were arch rivals. They were, you know, both at the top of their games. And, you know, unfortunately, I think Tiger never had that guy.
Thanks so much, Bill. That, of course, was Bill Rozinski of PGA Tour Radio. Stick around. We're getting ready for some NBA news and notes. We're going to zero in on the Sacramento Kings. Assistant coach of the Sacramento Kings, Nancy Lieberman, will be with us next.